loved your father. Until today, you gave us everything and fulfilled us and congregate us here. Thank you. From now, your word, we are going to listen your word you gave us. So bless us, we can accept your word. And please touch our souls. We expect you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And today's Bible verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. First John chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. God's love overflowing for the family. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Reading the Bible, there are many miracles and wondering part. And one of them is Moses' son's part. Moses had two sons, and they didn't do some special things. Exodus chapter 18, verse 2 through 4. Moses' son's name are mentioned. First son is Gershon, and second son's name is Eliezer. And Acts chapter 7, Stephen's speech. In Stephen's speech, Moses had two sons. Stephen said, as you know, Stephen's Stephen's didn't need to mention about Moses had two sons, because they are not so special persons, special people. Bible didn't say what they did in their era. Then I thought, through all ages, God may have message about mothers, fathers, parents, or family in this part. Because I wonder why he mentioned Moses' sons. And Nowadays, when we gave name to our children, we pray something. So, names are affected by our spiritual situation, condition, and faith. So name was reflected his father's face and spiritual condition. Moses' first son's name Gershom. Gershom, Gel means pilgrims, Shom means here, which means I am a pilgrim here. How was Moses' spiritual situation and faith in that time? Moses was adopted by Egyptian prince. Grew up in Egyptian royal family. He had everything with Pharaoh's daughter. But someday, after killing Egyptian slave master, and Moses fled across Red Sea to Midian. And he met Zipporah at Midian and had a son. And he gave his son, he gave name Gershom to his first son. How he felt? He was lonely and frustrating. And I was prince, but now I am a pilgrim. He felt it's hard. And time has passed. And second son he had, and he gave another name. Eliezer. El means God. Li means me. Ezel means helper, which means my God is who helped me. My God is my helper. So his son's name shows his spiritual changes. He found God's blessing in Midian. So first he felt he was a just pilgrim, but now he felt he was blessed by God, and he confessed his faith through his second son's name. And next week, we are going to hold parents and children's worship service. In May, we have many events for family: Children's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. And when Moses gave name Gershom, his first son, and the second son, Eliezer. So, don't you think his family's mood was quite different? A spiritual mood. Why? Because families' faith and spiritual situation depends on father or mother and parents. So father and mother's feelings reflect to children. So I'm asking one question. Our faithful condition, spiritual condition is now Gershom or Eliezer? By the way, I think I can understand why May is family month. First is cold winter has passed and spring has come, getting over hard season, sprout comes out and grown up to have fruit. In May, the plant have buds, which will have colorful flowers, has got over severe season. We also cannot get family happiness without effort or hard season, severe season. Not a few adversity, not a few giving up, one by one, step by step, getting over them, and we manage to get family happiness. And the family is most important gift from God. When God created this world, family created as a reflection of every God's characters. It's like where family shows God's noble characters. Like God's Trinity, we husband and wife, parent and children equal. And support each other with not for pain but for life. So there's God's creation, secret of life creations in the family. The life which was not in this world, but someday one man and one woman get married and life will come. So this is secret of God's creation. And after that, parents take care of their children And
가정은 선물이며 하나님의 성품을 나타내며 그 품성을 반영시키는 그릇이라는 것입니다. 가정은
This is most precious gift from God. But the family is not always pristine. We always have some pain. Family's problem go to society. Society's problem comes from family. And what is the core of the family? This is love.
크리스천이 아니더라도
Do you think what is love?
사랑. 그것은 본능적인 것입니다.
I think everyone knows most important thing is love. But
그럼에도 불구하고
we missed something
중요한 것입니다. 그것은
which is Love belongs to God. Love comes from God. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Love comes from only God. Love is most important thing in the family. Everyone knows, but everyone failed to love each other because you misunderstand. Love comes from you automatically, naturally. But love never comes out from us automatically. Someone says, source of love is parents' love. That's right. Parents' love is amazing. But let's focus on it. When people become two parents, maybe around 20 or 20 or 30 is beginning of their life. They doesn't know what is life. And they didn't have enough experience. If we can have children in 50 or 60, maybe we can be better parents. But 20 or 30, when we give birth,
we
are not so matured to cover everything and guard children. Just try hard. So parents' love has limitation. And some people say love souls is burning love between couples. But where did burning feelings go now? Where? Love doesn't come from us. So, First John said, this is love. So, love is in God. And frustrating and miserable thing is that people doesn't look up God and try to know love. When we single, we felt getting married means love, but after we married, we knew what is love, and we didn't have love enough to love partner. And this is love. So, 1 John chapter 4, 7, verse 7 through 11, there are three features from God. First is love is showed. So this is how God showed His love among us. He showed.